I'm Dean Jackson. He's Joe Polish. And this is the I Love Marketing Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dean Jackson.
And Joe Polish.
Well, yep. Joe, we had a great, great interview with Dean Graziosi, didn't we?
It was okay.
If he's all right, he's okay.
And, you know, if everyone's not listened to it, you better listen to it, or it's going to be kind of like listening to part two when you haven't listened to part one. And we're going to talk about... Yeah, we did this before with the first one, I think, was...
with Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
I said to Dean, we, you know, there was so much stuff in what we talked about with Dean. And both of us, you know Dean and have observed Dean, and we've got, a pretty good take on what Dean does. And I think there's a lot of really, like, applicable lessons you can learn just from observation of Dean. And I think it's a model that's worth really kind of exploring, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, Dean, I've known Dean for quite a while. He was, the first person that ever paid me money. Well, I was the first person he ever paid money to.
Don't tell that, because Robin Robbins was the first one.
No. I'm talking about Dean Graziosi himself. Never actually paid to go to a seminar. He never paid anyone.
I thought you were saying he's the first person to have paid you for $25K, but you're the first person he's ever paid money to.
Yes,
that's what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was meaning to say. And so, I right from the get go, I've been, I've watched him take his company from, between 12 to 20 million a year to. Now over $100 million a year.
$100 million,
I would like to
say
predominantly because of my Genius Network mastermind. However, he's just a driven, smart dude, and is very much about speed of implementation.
Uh-huh.
He's a very much an intuitive entrepreneur in a lot of ways because he doesn't read that much. I mean, he doesn't read at all. But I mean, he's read less than like. 5 books in his entire life, although he's written several New York Times. He's probably going to write more New York Times bestsellers than he's actually read books, but which is kind of funny. And he's got probably about 500 people that work for the Dean brand, because the way he has that organization set up. And, the guy just knows a lot about selling. You know, he immediately gets thrown into a category because he's an infomercial guy. However, anyone that's ever spent any time with him, and, we obviously have the advantage because in 25K, we spend, I've 2-day meetings, 3 times a year, and he comes sometimes more often than that to the
And then we
to
get
the groups.
To see he's in our strategic coach group with Dan in Toronto, so we get to see him every 90 days in Toronto too, even though he lives right down the street from you. You fly up to Toronto and we get to see him again.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is the building that I own in Piranha Marketing headquarters in Tempe, he actually leased about 25% of my building about 4 years ago for a year. So I literally saw Dean every time I was at the office, and so I've spent a lot of time with him, and he's really truly one of the smartest marketers on the planet. He definitely understands direct response, definitely understands leverage, and he actually gives we've done trips to Necker Island together. He knows a lot of people personally. He's had lunch a couple times with Michael Jordan. I mean, he's very involved. He's raised money for foundations. There's a lot of stuff that Dean does that people would have no clue about. And so, he's...
Joel Osteen. He's friends with Joel Osteen.
Yep. So, a lot of interesting stuff. So, why don't you start
not,
with how
not,
you want to frame
this? He's not a
bad
looking guy either.
He could
he's
use
all right.
He's an okay guy, So, when he listens to this,
lately?
We'll see what
these arms of his are just bulging out now with all this weight training.
Exactly. So, how do you want to frame this? Like, we talk about a lot of people we interview on I Love Marketing calls, but this is only the second time we've actually made one of the calls really carrying on the conversation about so many important points that we felt would be really useful for all our listeners to. you know, build their business, grow their business, make shit happen.
Well, I was thinking about this, and, you know, it might be good. Two things. We can talk about, you and I can talk about what we, some of the highlights of the talk we had with Dean, what, some of the things that we want to highlight from our episode with him. And then I thought it might be good, too, to kind of look at how he actually is applying the eight profit activators, because there's some crystal clear, pretty obvious ways that he's doing it, that you can see by observation of his model. And so I thought that might be a good thing to see how you can take that and really, you know, he's taken it as far as anybody we know in a direct marketing business, you know, to when getting over $100 million business is a pretty serious thing. So
yeah.
I think but the model, he didn't start out as $100 million business, you know, and you don't have to be $100 million business to
he
learn
started
from
out as an
and
he started
copy
out
that
as an,
model.
Yeah, he started out as a dead broke auto mechanic.
Right.
That fixed cars and first started then selling cars. He did a freaking infomercial on
Motor Millions.
Yeah, which is so funny because, you know, the funny thing is there's like this really young guy, had no clue what the hell he was doing, but really, you know, was fixing up cars, selling cars, and actually learned a methodology of actually packaging up how to do that and selling them. Of course, you know, his first original infomercials were hypey as hell and, you know, came across as completely, you know, cheesy, although, you know, truth be told, this was a really young guy that actually did figure out how to make money selling cars, because he would buy them and fix them up and sell them. And he's like, I could teach other people how to do that, and I could make money doing that. And, you know, people can watch those old videos and totally make fun of him, be like, this is totally ridiculous. And anyone can pick apart any sort of infomercial. And one of the things that I really want to preface to, you know, because as soon as someone does a certain type of marketing, or, you know, that even ekes of anything hypey or, you know, amazing and powerful and millionaire, I mean, you're immediately going to get categorized as quote unquote instant scam artists. And, you know, Dean admittedly, there are times when he, you know, there's a time where he actually sold one of his companies, and they continued to use his name and just did poor customer service and everything. And he literally spent a couple $1 million undoing damage that they had done in terms of servicing, because, I mean, you know, he was legitimately, from everything I know about it, just went over and above the call of duty to do the right thing. And with the current stuff that he sells, I've not ever seen a infomercial company that does better servicing, better back end, gives more information away for free that he does on a, you know, daily basis on his blogs and his websites.
Somebody
and, I mean, this
really,
guy
really sincerely cares for the people that he works with.
Right. And he's really set a lot of standards. And in spite of saying that, there will still be people that are jealous of his success, that, you know, want to attack him and want to attack anyone that's an infomercial guy. And so the point is, the lessons that he talked about, even if you like infomercials or not, it's all applicable to everything. And we have seen Dean countless times teach people in nonprofits, in, you know, restaurant businesses, you know, every sort of mom and pop business under the sun, nail salons, that will literally give them advice and tell them how to run the business, how to use principles, even if they never, you know, do an infomercial, go on TV, or do any of that stuff. So I think all of the things he talked about were very principle-based success strategies that anyone could use, and that's why we're doing this follow-up call about him.
So. Well, what stood out for you in our episode with Dean?
Well, one of the things that always stands out with me with him is speed of implementation, you know, how quickly he will take stuff up, but the term marketing stamina, you know, which we kind of talked about.
That was on my list, too. Yeah,
that's probably the number one thing. You know, when we interviewed Frank Kern, you know, just a few episodes ago, you know, his two rules, which are very vulgar and very Frank Kernish. One is thou shalt not fuck around, and the second one is quit being a pussy, and or don't be a pussy. But basically, you know, some people probably don't like those as maybe success rules. It, you know, a lot of it has to do with just, you know, for one, knowing that if you're going to be successful in anything in life, you know, you're going to have stamina. Some days are good days, some days are bad days. Some things work, some things don't. Even with the best, you know, hiring, you know, I spent a year hiring a high-level person once in my organization, did everything to follow, you know, a very smart principle of hiring, which is hire slow and fire fast. You know, I mean, take your time to get the right person, mm-hmm. especially in high level positions where mm-hmm. it really matters, because a mishire can cost you a bloody fortune, you know. And I had a 6-figure, very high level individual that I hired that seemingly had all the credentials, and I'd spent a lot of time grooming the person. And after I hired him, this person, like, literally was unethical and cost me a lot of money in losses, opportunity costs, you know. And I did everything that I could think of. Even looking back at that situation, you know, even with the best preparation in the world, you know, I hired very slow. As soon as I found something was, you know, just wrong, I had to sever it, because rotting food doesn't get better with age, it gets worse. Right. And so, you know, but in spite of that, you know, if I didn't have stamina in that area, you know, that sort of stuff could crush you. And I think a lot of success in life has a lot to do with just simply your ability to tolerate stuff. When I look at very successful people, some of the things that would have killed them when they were first starting out, you build a tolerance to. You just handle it. You're able to deal with the treadmill of crap that comes your way as you become a more and more successful entrepreneur, taking on more responsibilities, taking on more staff, taking on more overhead, taking on, you know, more projects. I mean, you build up a stamina. So as it goes to marketing stamina is important for physical fitness. It's important for a lot of things to stick through it. You know, anything worth having is worth, you know, going through the ups and the downs. And as it relates to marketing, since our whole podcast is called I Love Marketing and we're training people direct response marketing, we're having conversations about it, you know, don't think, you know, I'm going to do a seminar to Robin Robbins' group, you know, in the next, by time, you know, probably I'll have done my speech by the time we probably put this episode up. Mm-hmm. And I think the next day after I do the speech, and you know, basically I'm going to, you know, tell the audience that, you know, as much as you want an elf business, and much as you want to be an expert marketer, don't think that you're going to sit through a 3-day seminar and instantly you're a marketing expert. You're done. I mean, like, this is an ongoing thing.
Oh, absolutely.
That requires testing, that requires... Now, the alternative is you go out of business, you never become wealthy, you have a shitty business that doesn't really, you know, allow you to build the life, the... you know, life of your dreams. You know, I mean, there's obviously the value of having marketing stamina and figuring it out is, that's where all the rewards come from. It's just that people have to have it in their mind not to give up. And most people that, you know, aren't successful, they just give up. They're not willing to put it through. And that's a contextual thing too, because sometimes the best way to get out of a hole is to quit digging. And so I don't mean, you know, this whole thing about yeah. never give up. There's a lot of things you should... What's that?
Yeah, put down the shovel.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things, you know, you should give up on. If they're stupid, if they're not working, if they're not taking you to where you want to go, if you're going down the wrong path, all the effort and all the persistence in the world is like moronic. So, yeah. You know, from marketing stamina, though, I mean, really being able to go through the testing stages and really learning, you know, all the stuff that Dean talked about the psychology of, you know, entering a conversation that is existing in the prospect's mind, which is a Robert Collier quote from the Robert Collier letter book written years ago that anyone serious about copywriting should really read that book. I mean, it's a classic. And, you know, he talks about that. I mean, that you don't learn about the mindset of people, you know, instantaneously. I mean, you need to converse with them. You need to dialogue with them. You need to write letters to them and emails and shoot videos and see what they respond to and ask them what their dangers, what their opportunities, what their strengths are. That takes time. And so marketing stamina. I mean, I can ramble on probably for the entire episode just on that alone, but I'll shut the hell up so you can give your take.
No, but, you know, you talk about stamina, and, you know, we've talked about how he's never missed a day on TV since, you know, 1999, or yeah. however long it's been that he's been on TV every single day and doing something, you know, doing marketing. And not with the same message, but fixing and constantly reinventing the message to match what is responsive right now. And I mean, you look at the, you know, you look at the history of some of the books that he's done, you know, like that, if the Be a Real Estate Millionaire book, was the first show. That was really what it was all about. Be a real estate millionaire. And then, yep. you know, going into the next one where now it was your town, your real estate profits, you know, where it's like taking it rather than being a big, you know, the big broad audience to your town, your real estate profits. And I think in a little bit, we could talk about how he kind of niched down the infomercials, even, you know, on a kind of localized level. And yes. then, you know, his other book, Profit from Real Estate Right Now. And then the one he's got now, his new book, 30 Days to Real Estate Cash, which is now, you know, speaking to the people who want to make money quickly in real estate. A lot of times people think, well, it takes a long time to make money in real estate. I don't have time to, maybe people look at it as a buy and hold long-term wealth building strategy as opposed to a short-term money making strategy.
Yeah, you know, let me point out something too that I think is really important. I think one of the reasons that you and I have had success in areas where other people have tried to sell to, you know, like this is a ton of carpet cleaners as an example that have bought my stuff. And, you know, many of them want to go into the business that I'm doing, selling stuff thinking it's just so easy. And I've had other people that have, like, you know, said, oh, I understand marketing. I'm going to start selling stuff to other carpet cleaners. And there is yet to be any information marketer, expert, guru, whatever the hell you want to call them, individual that's even, you know, come 120.
Well, my favorite is the people who have taken your stuff or taken my stuff and become really good at applying that stuff and then think that they're going to go out and teach other people the stuff that we taught them.
No, exactly. And they do that all the time. And well, and there are two types though. There are some that actually learn it and say, hey, Joe, hey, Dean, you know, I have a twist on something, a derivative, some sort of original, right. unique twist on what I learned from you. And, you know, and they have ethics, you know, they have integrity, and they'll say, hey, can we do something together? And they'll present, you know, not only the strategy and stuff, but, you know, here's how we're going to promote it. Here's how we'll, you know, so we don't have to think about if we want to do a JV, you know, here it is, here's how it works, that sort of stuff. And they actually come to us and say, hey, can we work together? I mean, the most ethical, honest, awesome people that sell other stuff in the niches that I sell to, that learned originally from me, I'll do joint ventures with those people if they truly have something unique, something that's really cool, something that would be a real value add. The worst times are people, or the worst types are people that actually buy the stuff, learn it, plagiarize it, try to create their own derivatives of like the same stuff. And they don't really understand it at the level. They think it's just about copy the website, copy the emails, copy the sales letter, mm-hmm. throw a hypey headline on you know, get nice graphics, you know, on an ebook or on, you know, put some binder together with, you know, a cover that says, you know, marketing secrets. And that is like what it takes. And, you know, as this relates to Dean and as it relates to us, I mean, I think there's a huge difference between having to learn how to market because you need to make your business work, and then you teach those strategies to other people versus just, hey, I've never done any of this stuff, but I'm going to write a book on how to be successful or how to be whatever and throw it out there. And over the, you know, years of doing this, I first learned marketing in 1992. I mean, me and you both came into the direct response world right around the same time, and mm-hmm. we describe all of that in the very first episodes of I Love Marketing. So people that are brand new to I Love Marketing, you'd really be well served to go back and listen to the the original episodes.
The first five episodes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we did all those ones on the phone, so the recording quality isn't as good as it is now, but it's still killer content. The transcripts are there, all that sort of stuff. And anyway, the point being is that having to really marketing stamina is not shortcutting that. I mean, don't go out and call yourself a marketing guru or a whatever guru and tell people you're going to teach them things you yourself have never done. I mean, can you do that and make money? Yeah. Can you you know, knock people off. And yeah, I mean, if you can sleep at night being that level of a scumbag, I guess that's your life. But I mean, you know, what I will say though is that, you know, Dean really did learn how to buy and sell real estate. Dean buys
and
sells millions of dollars worth of real estate every year. And the reason I bring this up is that I've seen other people that sell how to make money in real estate. They literally study his infomercials. They transcribe them. They get teleprompters, and you can just tell they're reading and trying to reenact with, you know, changes to his exact message, and they never get it to work anywhere near Dean. And the difference is just like when you really understand the mindset of the person you're selling. When he said on the call, "I've thrown away all my teleprompters. I've, you know, I just do it right from the cuff." That really is a pro. That is the end result of marketing stamina. When you really,
well, you and I have both been there in his studio when he's been shooting a show and seen, you know, doing several takes of. Just no teleprompter, no script, no nothing, just speaking from the heart.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, making infomercials work is a tough gig. I've actually, with Dean, I have recorded and interviewed 4 times people for an infomercial and tested it to see if it would actually work or not. And just getting the numbers we want that would make it worth a rollout, we had it happen once out of those 4. And the funny thing was, one of them was me interviewing Dean, and he tested it in a small market, and it was pulling. It was working like crazy. And then he did one where he was just, and I think he got, in a lot of ways, the ideas from when I first introduced him to Flip Videos, when Flip Videos first came out, and he started sending them out and, you know, incorporating all that just homemade videos, you know, into the professionally produced infomercial, and it just worked like gangbusters. But he actually interviewed himself talking direct to camera, and another one in a car, you know, the whole infomercial in the car.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And it beat the results of me interviewing him. So even though I had a successful show, him just talking direct to camera was better. And so I've never been able to get the infomercial. And, you know, none of that was ever done more so than just me being interested in seeing how this whole thing works. I mean, we never even had a signed, you know, deal on paper.
I wonder if he'd give us that video to put up on I Love Marketing.
Well, I'll tell him to listen to this episode and see if he wants to. I don't know if he'll do that, but we'll see. He might. I mean, it'd be kind of actually funny.
Yeah.
And but the point
is advance, Dean.
Yeah, yeah. The point is, I did a really great one with Ned Hollowell, you know, who wrote a fantastic book called Crazy Busy, and you know, but it didn't hit right. But I've still not given up on that one, because I think Ned's the top ADD ADHD psychiatrist, and the problem with doing an infomercial is if it's a hit, he's going to be more famous than every psychiatrist and doctor, and that pisses off everyone in academia, because they're like, you shouldn't do infomercials. Well, why? An infomercial is a delivery system. Where would Tony Robbins be without infomercials? Do a lot of people, you know, how many credentialized, you know, and your buddies, you're real good friends with Tony, and, you know, how many psychiatrists and therapists think he's just the biggest quack in the world? And
yeah, exactly. You know, the interesting thing is, you take guys like our friend Wyatt Woodsmall, who's one of the geniuses of NLP, one of the founding fathers of NLP, basically, right? And was actually the guy who did some of the early work with Tony on modeling. And but you know, it shows the power of marketing, because that is really what Tony has taken. Has taken that, he made took it to maybe he simplified it. Took it to the mass audience and really has passionately spread that word for 30 years now.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at Tony Robbins in the early days versus where he is now, I mean, talk about a guy who's really worked to, you know, now I wouldn't want to trade my life for his, you know, because that guy freaking is driven. But, you know, the deal is, look at the stamina of a guy like Tony Robbins.
Right. Yeah, we'll talk about that with him when he comes on.
Yeah, and I've been leaving that up to you. I mean, this interview with him keeps getting rescheduled, and it's Dean's fault. I just want to let everyone know.
It's totally. I'll just tell you this. It's like I promise you that Tony Robbins is going to come on this show with us, and I forward you the emails, Joe. We know that we've had. He's a hard guy to nail down.
I know.
But he is going to do it. So
we at least got him to promote Peter Diamandis' book because he's good friends with Peter Diamandis. And if everyone listening to I Love Marketing has not yet got a copy of Peter Diamandis' Abundance, or watched his TED Talk or watched my interview with him, which is, we have that on I Love Marketing. You know, you got to read this book. It's awesome. And, but we at least got Tony to do that. So now the next, I think most accomplishing thing that Tony will do is an I Love Marketing interview.
I agree too.
Because really, seriously, he is not, you know, he's spoken at TED. Yeah. You know, but he's not done I Love Marketing. And,
this is really,
you know, this will take him
to a whole new level. It just blow him up.
He's helped presidents and everything, but until you are literally a guest on I Love Marketing, I just
in the presence of Joe Polish and Dean Jackson together.
Yeah, you just not made it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But so okay. So regarding Dean,
back to Dean.
Yeah, the thing is, being able to practice what you preach, I think, not always necessary. And certainly, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with the self-help industry because I learned long ago that if you ever invalidate the message because of the messenger, you'll never read another book or attend another seminar. And so I know there's a lot of people that are doling out, you know, fix your head, get rich, you know, self-help, blah, 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 stuff that they themselves do not live the life they, you know, write about, talk about, teach seminars about. However, the people that I know that make the most money, that make the most impact, that actually care about what it is they're doing, are people that literally, you know, are byproducts, are, you know, of their own system. They, you know, they walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah, we talk about Dean. Dean owns and has invested in hundreds and hundreds of homes in the last 12 months.
Yep.
And is still a guy who's out there doing what he's teaching. He's doing it every single day.
So how do you think all that translates to someone that's listening that has a restaurant or a graphic designer or is a life
business.
Coach?
Okay, yeah, that's a great segue. So let's talk about the 8 profit activators and how Dean is applying them. You know, because you look at it, you select a single target market. Dean's got a very focused market. Make money in real estate. Now, that it's a very focused market, even though it's a very broad audience. I mean, you can have a broad audience with a narrow focus. And that's one of the most brilliant things that he has done is he's just happened to pick a single target audience that happens to be millions and millions and millions of people that has mass appeal. You know, so a lot of times people say, well, they misinterpret that picking a single target market is a... you know, it means picking a small market, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, you look at Dean's got, and he's got a very focused message. It's not about how to make money in real estate or cars or selling things on the corner. You know, it's not about all those. Not a fragmented message. It's a focused message. One thing. If you want to make money in real estate, you're his audience. That's the person he's talking to.
Yeah. And that's, I think that pretty much says it all.
But, you know, once he's got that audience now, and it may even be that, you know, the potential audience is anybody who's older than 18 years old in America could really be somebody who could potentially make money in real estate. And they may not know they might not be looking for that as an opportunity, but that's where compelling direct response advertising can identify out of all of the millions of people who are exposed to his message every month, every week, every day when he's on television. The compelling messages, the compelling direct response that he's doing with his infomercials is getting people to raise their hand. And he's not on the infomercial selling, like he told us he has, a $25,000 or $40,000 coaching program. He's selling a $19 book. That's what he's selling on the front end. He's making it very easy and compelling for people to identify themselves. Now, if you look at that, he's got that message of get your making money in real estate. And his, I think the infomercial that he's doing now is he's including the book 30 Days to Real Estate Cash and the Your Town, Your Real Estate Profits. That's really the driver of it all, is it's getting people to kind of raise their hand. Out of all the millions of people, the ones who somebody who would buy a book like that is setting the big audience. How J. Abraham always, this was a pretty impactful idea for me when I really got it, and Dean's really applying it masterfully, is the idea of concentric circles. Do you remember Jay talking about that, where there's a broad audience? If you look at one big circle of all of the people who are potentially seeing Dean's message there, the people who are willing to spend 30 minutes watching that infomercial and listening to Dean's message, which he masterfully shows people exactly what his message is, how they can do it, how other people just like them are doing it. That's where that brilliance of using those flip videos to let real people shoot their own video and tell Dean how they're doing, to let people know this is what you can do. And to so the subset of the big group of people who are watching it would be, a smaller group of people who are willing to spend $19 to buy the book. Now, that's the entry level into Dean's world. That's where people are identifying themselves, giving him their credit card, calling in, and starting the process of investing in real estate. And that is really where now Dean has the opportunity to educate and motivate people to take action, to really go above and beyond just passively, reading a book and getting some knowledge. He's got the, all the way down, knows that a certain percentage, a subset of the group of people who are willing to pay $19 for a book would also pay $197 for a little advanced training and some tools that will help them get started. And the people who are willing to pay $197, there's a subset of those people who will pay $3,000 or $5,000 to be part of a coaching program. And there's a subset of those people who would pay $25,000 to be at the highest level that they possibly can. And not Dean doesn't limit himself in any way to only selling $19 books. I mean, the truth is that in that business, the model is that they don't make any money on the $19 book, and maybe even lose $2 or $3 or $4 on acquiring somebody who's willing to pay $19 for a book. But to go all the way up to the people who are willing to spend $40,000, and that's how you get to a $100 million company from selling a $19 book.
Exactly. I mean, and even if someone doesn't have aspirations to do anything even remotely close by that, the point is it follows the eight profit activators. I mean,
It really does.
systematic, see, that's why the eight profit activators apply to anything that involves intelligent nurturing, selling, prospecting, educating. I mean, it just is the way that you develop rapport from initially getting attention by knowing who you want the attention from and positioning it so that they come to you, and then you start providing them with education, some for free, some for a fee, and you just continue to move people along.
And then, you know, where you're doing there, you're presenting your unique service offer in a way that makes it easy for people to get started. You know, you present the just presenting people the opportunity to take the next step, that just assuming that somebody really wants to go all the way and taking them by the hand and leading them exactly where they are, where they want to go, you know, and you helping them get there all the way. And that's why Dean, when you hear him listening, when you hear him talking on our episode about the client experience, how much he agonizes over every detail of that client experience to make sure that people are really having an incredible experience and taking them by the hand. You look at all of the things that he does when we talk about deliver a world-class experience. That's what Dean is absolutely committed to on every level of his organization. Even though, you know, you talked about that there are 500 people ultimately that work under the Dean brand. Now, a lot of those are in partnership with other companies that do that partner with him, but they're all representing the Dean brand. And he's, you know, done such an incredible job of unifying that experience so that everybody has a world-class experience, that it's a dream come true, you know?
Yeah, and hey, just so I can make myself, you know, because how poor my self-esteem is and how I constantly need to give myself credit in order to feel like I'm a worthwhile human being, his top partners are in my 25K group. So
the
advantage
they are.
I have.
Why wouldn't they be? Anybody
of
who,
and so
anybody point, who's anybody would be in this 25K group.
Exactly.
So
that is the real message that needs to be taken away here. That
25kgroup.com.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, exactly. So right. I just want to
this message
in case that's, you know, I just want to subtly point that out.
This episode sponsored by 25kgroup.com.
Oh my god.
There's
all right,
always something great at 25kgroup.com.
Hey, we're allowed to say that. It's not like, you know, it's not like this is not free advice here.
We don't, you know, and there's the thing, Joe, is I always tell people, we don't charge extra for them to watch us give them our very best pitches.
Exactly.
We don't charge extra for that.
No, you know what I do want to say, though, because what I'm listening to you here, you know, you're talking about going through the 8 profit activators. If you have not yet read Breakthrough DNA, which is available for free on ilovemarketing.com, go and read it and download it and study it. And I think people would be well served to spend less time reading a bunch of books and more time mastering like one or two. And the Breakthrough DNA, which really goes through the 8 profit activators, if you literally read that on a regular basis, internalize it, study it, really get it. And anything that you need, you know, further explanation on, we have done I Love Marketing calls on every one of the Breakthrough Activators in depth. And if you really want to immerse yourself in training and you realize that, wow, this is like really worth like investing like time and money into having the very best, and you want, you know, tons of different samples of letters and promotions and campaigns, we actually, there is one thing that we actually sell on the site, which is the product, the I Love Marketing DVDs. And if that doesn't make you 10 times what the heck we charge for them, you know, send them back. We'll give you your money back. It's not a big deal. We know this stuff works. The point is that what we're talking about is not like you're going to have to go seek out how to figure it out. I mean, if we're not giving you enough just from this one episode, which, you know, there's only so much we can give, we've got all these episodes at I Love Marketing, and it's all free. And you can listen to all this stuff. And so master all of these methodologies, and that's the whole purpose of us putting together I Love Marketing, is to, you know that the vast majority of people are never going to buy anything from us, and some will, and that's why we are doing this. And see, the same thing is, that's what we're telling you. I mean, even with Dean, the thing that most people don't realize about the infomercial business, if you don't have a really kick-ass book and you don't have a really kick-ass program, you're not going to be in business for a long time. Dean has been in business for years, and you can't, you know, hypey marketing is only going to take you so far. I mean, you have to have real substance to what it is you're selling, because on the front end, you run an infomercial for the cost of media, for cost of production, almost everyone that actually has successful infomercials, including P90X, including a lot, you know, in the beginning cost a bloody fortune to figure out how to get the offer exactly right, how to get the pitch right. But secondly, if you don't have a back end, you know, you're usually going negative on the front end. So you have to come up with ways to get, introduce people into what it is you're doing, but have a way to monetize it on the back end. I mean, if Dean, if me and you didn't have real businesses where people paid us real money, I mean, you know, you can't pay your bills giving everything away for free. What you want to do, though, is you want to give away stuff that's so freaking good that people are like, my God, if we're getting all this good stuff for free, I can't imagine how good the stuff they actually charge money for actually is. And then if you actually take that approach, the stuff you really do sell for money has to actually live up to that. Because I've seen some people who's the best, you know, I mean, I've seen many people where the best thing you ever see from them is their sales letter. But then you get their product and the product sucks. But they did a great job on the sales letter. And what, you know, what we're saying here is, like, do a great job on everything. You know, when Dean says, you know, deliver a world-class experience, that doesn't mean deliver a world-class sales pitch and then a shitty experience. I mean, that means carry the whole thing all the way through.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's the thing is that, you know, you listen to the episode that we did with Dean, and he talks at length about everything that they've done to really camp out in the mind of their client and experience the experience like they would experience it. Go through their eyes, their goggles, looking at the lens that they are experiencing it. And then, you know, we talked about the above the line experience being that method of looking at things only from what the client actually experiences, because so often what happens below the line in that experience is invisible. And we kind of look at all the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and even though there's a lot of work going on and there's a lot of diligence and effort happening, if there's a delay in the actual experience that the client is having above the line, it's clouding their perception of what they're actually going through. But if you're going above and beyond, like, you know, like Dean was saying, having somebody in charge of client relationships, and to have that department be the one who calls people right away and make sure that everything is great. And then, you know, the next profit activator is providing after sales service, even after you've already been paid. And that is something that Dean does brilliantly. I mean, if you go to deangraziosi.com, every single week, Dean's posting up incredible wisdom videos. He's coasting a community of people who are like-minded and out there doing their, you know, doing real estate every week. They're communicating and they're participating in the message boards and they're helping each other. And Dean is hosting that experience for people, but providing incredible value even after, and even if they've only bought the book or not even bought the book. I mean, you don't even have to buy the book to get the free training, you know?
Right, exactly. And one thing I want to point out about that too is, see, he built a social community, and through the process of building that, he has, you know, if people don't really understand how someone's running a business, they just think, oh, he just has a successful infomercial. You know, what they see is they see the tip of the iceberg, but they don't see all the backstage stuff that's been built. You know, and that's why, you know, when we had the conversation with Dan Kennedy on our interview with Dan, where it's like, by describing yourself by the channel of which you sell, like an internet marketer.
Right.
That's just not a smart thing to call yourself an internet marketer, because the internet just happens to be one of, could be many.
Any more than you would call yourself a sign marketer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so the thing that, you know, Dean is very prepared for if TV was to be taken over by the internet, you know, and infomercials just don't have the impact that, you know, I mean, he's very prepared to, you know, shift gears. And the thing is, you may see him on infomercials, and that's what he may be known for, But Dean uses a variety of modalities. I mean, he uses direct mail. He uses teleseminars. He uses webinars. He uses online video. He has a social community. He does text messaging. I mean, there's a whole ton of stuff, but he's also built a community of people to where, at this point, even if he decided to not run infomercials anymore, he would still have a multi-million dollar business simply by communicating with the existing clients that he's already taught how to make money in real estate, who's already taken through coaching, that all love him. And his whole thing is know, like, trust, constantly be getting all the people to know, like, and trust him. And the world is shifting very, I mean, you know, me and Peter Diamandis and Brendan Burchard, you know, a few days ago had a meeting with Soller, the CEO of YouTube, at YouTube headquarters. And, you know, he's telling us about what some of their initiatives and goals are with YouTube. I mean, it's amazing what is going on behind the scenes that people just have no idea about. And to be fully poised and ready and stay on top of this stuff is important. And that's one of Dean's things, is he doesn't rely just on one channel, although he's going to exploit the heck out of what he, you know, has. You know, if you've learned to fish in a certain way in a certain lake, you know, one of the big reasons people don't, you know, really do as well as they could is they just don't. You know, they don't roll out. I mean,
they don't keep fishing. Yeah, get more lines. I mean, you know, you look at that. Dean is constantly expanding that message. I mean, taking how many speakers did he say that he has right now? I don't remember, but it's
oh, you know, dozens. I don't know I can't remember either. I don't know the full amount. Yeah. But let's talk about that, because you mentioned you're going to say something about that earlier.
Yeah, about
localized. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, we had talked a few years ago, Dean and I, over dinner in Toronto about this idea of localizing. I was sharing with him that this...
Can I say something real quick?
So I'm going to take responsibility for a good portion of his success right now. So after I'm going to take a lot of responsibility.
Who really introduced you to Dean Graziosi?
Oh, no doubt. You introduced me to Dean Graziosi. So ultimately, you're going to glow under the umbrella of, you know, the master umbrella of me shining this light on Dean here. So it's really going to reflect better on you than on me. Don't you worry.
Well, see, you'll still be perceived as the non-arrogant one at I Love Marketing, though. So you can always have that.
But you're absolutely right. I have to just say right now that Joe Polish introduced me to Dean Graziosi, I'm eternally thankful for that.
I'm totally saying that for humorous purposes, just seriously. All right.
And it is pretty funny. Okay,
don't let me interrupt. Please carry on.
Okay. So we were at dinner in Toronto, and we were talking about, you know, I was asking him, how granular can you get with the infomercials? You know, like how tight can you get? And, you know, he was saying, you know, by city, you can get that, you can get down. And I was sharing with him the idea from the Robert Collier letter book about, this was pretty interesting. I've done something very similar to this myself, but he would send letters and he would talk about the prominent people in that city who are wearing these raincoats. That, do you remember this? That they were talking about the mayor of this town or some, you know, another prominent businessman, and and they're name dropping in the letters of these local people who are you know, using these raincoats. And there's something about getting things narrow, getting things down to your area. And, you know, one of the things that Dean had done when he switched to the idea of your town real estate profits, because one of the things that Dean does brilliantly is observe what's going on and observe the feedback that he's getting. And, you know, when you start to see that, sometimes people might think, well, yeah, be a real estate millionaire. That'd be great if you live in California or if you live in Texas or, you know, whatever area that's not right where you are. That seems like it's a better situation for people farther away. And so now, you know, with being able to take the message of your town real estate profits and do a little intro to the show based on the local market. Hey, Florida, this is, you know, it's Dean, and this is, we're going to talk about how people right here in Florida are making money in real estate. You guys have an incredible opportunity. And just kind of doing that on a local basis, getting it down to now you have attention, and then taking that message right into them, where you know, he's got dozens of speakers right now all over the country who are doing local real estate events, local real estate events, training people on how to make money in your local market. And you know, it's the same message, but it's delivered on a way that really makes it relevant to people. You know, when you start thinking about it on their in your local area, it's much more compelling that way.
Exactly.
And so that's how I helped Dean really become the success that he is today.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I mean, he should listen to this and really, I mean, I think there should be statues erected for both of us, at least in his office.
At least in his office.
With like me in the Batman outfit and you in the Robin outfit.
Oh, wait a second now. That's not how I remember
it. What, are you getting all insensitive now? What's going on here? Yeah, is this like a posturing? Are we going to start posturing now? I mean, you're going to really say that you like somehow are Batman?
We're going to have a breakdance fight or something.
Let me rattle through a few things that stood out, because I know we're a little limited on time, and you know how I ramble.
We can make time. We own this place.
That's true. Yeah, we do. It is our house. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple things he pointed out that are just phrases that I really want, you know, give people food for thought. And you know, that's one of those episodes that's worth listening to a second time, especially if you hear our interpretation of it, then go back. You know, you'll hear it differently. You know, it's kind of like if you've seen a really good movie twice and you picked up things and you still happen to like it, or you read a book and you're like, wow, I never heard that, you know, the first time I read it or saw that or whatever. So looking through the client's glasses, he talked about that, was really good. Understand what's going on in the customer's head. Being a secret shopper, you know, where he actually, mm-hmm. you know, shop from himself. Very smart thing to do in your
own
companies.
Did you see that big wall, that big white board that he had Phil working on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
But going through and mapping out, though, I mean, that was, you know, it wasn't an easy thing, but they took a huge whiteboard and mapped out the entire experience for people with all the branches of where it could potentially go or what was being said. And yeah,
just another reminder of people that I've introduced him to, sitting there at his office mapping out how to make millions, of which what will I get? A frickin' $25,000, you know, membership. Unbelievable.
You introduced him to Phil, did you?
No, and the other people we were meeting, which we won't say, because that's not,
that
deal's not inked. And there's a very famous celebrity that he's going to be doing a big thing with that I won't say anything until that. But, you know, yeah, it's just Joe Polish making his connections, doing his genius networking. All right, but no, the thing he said about secret shoppers, you know, that is really, really important. And, you know, when you're talking about the whiteboard, mapping things out, Dean actually maps out and mind maps things literally with, like, butcher paper and stuff and thinks it through. And it's just, it's a great process. And a couple other things he said, you know, pitching a tent. He talked about in 25K how he actually drew a tent because, you know, camping out in your clients' minds. I thought that was really great. Another really important thing he talked about is when it comes to what you're selling, you know, if this was your favorite uncle, would you make him wait 3 days before you follow up if he bought something? Would you try to sell something to somebody if you weren't proud that, you know, your very favorite uncle would buy it? I mean, I've heard him say this numerous times, like, if I wouldn't sell this to my mother, why would I be selling it to anyone else? And of course, that's assuming you like your mother. And so, you know, it's one of those things to where it really is useful when it comes to how you communicate, how you follow up, how you sell, how you do everything before, during, and after, treating it as if this is like your best friend, someone that you really care about. Totally shifts the way you look at stuff. Then you're no longer, oh, we just got to sell some shit to these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like, examine all the marketing, appeal to the people that are scared to death. When he talked about having conversations that, you know, most people won't bring up, You know, he made that analogy: the light is 10 times brighter when you try to stuff something. We don't talk about it. And I thought that was a really important point. And then one of the last things he mentioned on the episode was think less and do. You know, this is a doing business. So I thought those were all pretty cool. And I just wanted to share those things that really stood out for me with, you know, before, you know, I let you say anything else, basically.
Before I take over.
Yeah, before you just dominate like you're always doing. You're always talking over me and stuff.
So, you know, where were we on the profit activators? We're talking about what he does after the sale, provide after sale service, even after you've been paid. So even after people just, if they only just buy the book, you know, all the training, all the information that's available on deangraziosi.com and all the weekly wisdom videos that he does and all the access to other people, that community is really building an incredible relationship with them. And in the after unit is that nurturing lifetime relationships with them. You know, nurturing lifetime relationships and knowing what the lifetime value potentially is of all of those people. Somebody who buys a book may not right now be in a position to join a $5,000 or $10,000 or $25,000 coaching program, but if they can take action and do the things that that they can have access to for free there, it's going to create money for them to be able to take advantage of those things or to come to Dean's annual event. You know, those kind of things are nurturing lifetime relationships. Now, you know, I don't know what Dean's doing in Profit Activator number 8 to orchestrate referrals. But I think there's probably a lot of great opportunity there. I don't know that that's something that he's actively doing. Do you know?
You know, I think he does a little bit of it. Had a really good meeting several years ago with Joe Stump. You know, there you go. Your partner, your former past partner. Lover, whatever you guys were doing, but he does some stuff, but to the degree that how, you know, I don't know. But see, there's the thing though. There's always additional things you can do, and that's why good enough is, you know, will work for a certain while.
But you can see too that this is never done. I mean, you're not going to have to reinvent new stuff. You're just going back and layering over these 8 profit activators. You're continually adding at each level of it something that is going to improve and enhance and make it better.
Yeah. You know what's funny about this too? Like David Ogilvy, who was brilliant, wrote a great book, Ogilvy on Advertising, which I think everyone would be well served to read. Including Dean Graziosi, but basically, you know, he talked about don't get into the advertising business, the direct response business of creativity if you cannot handle anxiety, because the field of advertising breeds anxiety. It's a very chaotic, constantly changing. I mean, like you said, it's never done.
Constant change, right? What motivates today is not necessarily what motivates tomorrow.
Exactly, and you start going down one idea path, it can go in a million different directions, which again is more of a reason to follow the 8 profit activators, to select a single target market. You know, just really, you know, focusing that way is the best you can do in a incredibly disruptive sort of industry. But see, that's more of a beauty of why if you become an expert in this area, you've got such an advantage over every other business owner by really becoming skilled not only in knowing but practicing direct response marketing, because knowing about it, reading about it is completely different than actually doing it. And one quick story I want to share with Dean. Like several years ago when Flip Videos had first come out, and I was over my house with Dean. We were in my kitchen, and I was like showing him this Flip Video, and I was kind of going through an idea of, you know, how to use Flip Videos. And Dean, like the next, that evening, you know, we're talking about contests and everything because mm-hmm. I've done contests for many, many years based on all the work I did with Bill Phillips. And, you know, I've given away, you know, cards for over a decade every year and stuff like that. And, you know, we're talking about contest, and he, you know, being such a, you know, implementer, that night wrote a letter, the next day had FedExed 20 flip videos with a return envelope, to all of his, you know, top clients saying, please, you know, videotape yourself, sharing your best success story. And, you know, whoever is chosen as the best one, we're going to use, you know, potentially some of your video footage on television. And, you know, whoever sends me the best video, you know, you'll probably get rewarded with a day, spending a day with him. I think that's what it was. I'm not 100% sure. But the point is, like, share an idea with him. He, the next day, it's in the mail, FedEx. And mm-hmm. like in the in that was the starting point of how he started collecting success stories on flip video. And he literally would send the people he would ask them to send the video back. They would strip the, you know, the video footage off of it, and he'd send them back the flip video so they can keep it as a gift. And, you know, now obviously it's easy just to email, you know, a file. But, files, you know, the the point is, though, I have told ideas like that to thousands of people, and that's a reason why Dean has $100 million a year company, because he just does shit, you know. I mean, he doesn't overthink it. Like, he just does.
You're absolutely right about the speed of implementation. I mean, you look at, we were up in Toronto with Dan Sullivan our last workshop just weeks ago, and Dan shared with us a concept, shared a one page thing about coming out of scarcity, and literally Dean, within a week, that was the next Weekly Wisdom video. I mean, yep. Just right there, just takes it and immediately applies it. And that kind of current, that kind of currency and urgency about the messages that he's sharing with his audience is really building a, you know, an ongoing dialogue that he's the leader of, you know.
Exactly.
But he's doing all that is just that speed of implementation. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so the thing I really want to point out to everyone is, like, when you hear an idea and you really like it and it resonates with you, the quicker you can put it into action and do something with it, the it is a lot easier to maintain momentum than it is to create it. And once you have that momentum created in your mind, turn it into action steps as quick as humanly possible. And the moment you get, you know, life's feedback mechanism, which is you get a reward, build upon it, keep building upon it, keep building on it. You know, that's how you maintain, you know, it's like working out. The first initial, if you're lifting weights, you're going to be sore. You know, it's not going to be half, you know. I mean, health, I should say, easy, lucrative, and fun in the terms of working out in the beginning. It's going to be hard, and you're going to hurt. If you keep at it, though, you know, you're going to get tolerance. You're going to build up strength. You're going to grow muscles, and building a business is pretty much the same way. And then, you know, you get into a state of flow, and everything's killer. And you can just tell by Dean, you know, he's passionate about what he's doing. He's totally on fire. You know, it's just, things are working. And so, you know, lot to be learned. So I think, is there anything else you want to say about this one? Because I think we did a really good job of giving our take on.
Well, I think what to learn, I mean, to really kind of bottom line take away from this is that you don't have to have $100 million company to apply those 8 profit activators. You could take Dean's exact model, which is right there in the 8 profit activators for you. Select a single target market. Compel them to call you. You don't have to even sell a book. You can give away a book to identify your best prospects. You can then educate and motivate them to want to meet with you. Then present your unique service offer in a way that makes it easy for them to get started. I mean, Dean's book, $19, is an easy way for people to get started on the path to becoming a real estate millionaire. I mean, $19 sounds like a pretty good deal for that. Then, you know, providing, delivering a world-class experience. Think about that experience that your clients or your prospects are going through, and think about it from their eyes, and always know that you're not just going to let it end at a $19 sale or whatever your front end initial sale is, knowing that you've got the solution to provide like those concentric circles, every level of service that anybody who starts the process could potentially want. Then provide after-sale service even after you've been paid. I mean, just go to deangraziosi.com, model exactly what he does. Take an incredible lesson from how, you know, active he is in participating in that community. And really, that's anything that you could do. And then in your after unit, nurture lifetime relationships. You know, think the long road. Think about it as a lifetime relationship and how much you could potentially serve somebody and how much you could potentially offer them. And then always be thinking about how you can orchestrate referrals. It's like a, you know, it's a model that anybody can practice at any level.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's exactly what
that's
what you taught me how to say.
Right. Exactly.
I think I did a pretty good job of memorizing it all.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. You didn't even need a teleprompter anymore. So, what also I need to mention this, occasionally there will be times where me and Dean cannot talk to someone at the same exact time that we want to interview. And I believe our next episode is going to be one of those with me interviewing with Brendan Bouchard, is also a 25K member, by the way. And that's 25K
and
group
a super guy.
.com. Yeah, and a very smart guy, and a new book.
And I'm going to be with him. I'm leaving. Actually, the day we're recording this, I'm leaving tomorrow to go be with Brendan in New York City for his.
Oh, that's right.
10X NYC event. So,
I'm very proud of you.
I know you are. You're going to be down holding it down with Robin, right?
Yep, exactly. And so it's going to be I'm having dinner with Lou Ferrigno next Friday. Nice. I mean, it's going to be a pretty interesting, you know, the following week I'm going to meet Larry Page and all these big wigs. So it's all good. Lots of cool stuff going on. So basically, we occasionally will have interviews with, you know, just Dean and someone else or me and someone else. But just know that Dean is there in spirit.
Amen.
And on this particular episode, we'd love to hear your comments at ilovemarketing.com. Let us know what you thought about it, what your takeaways were, that sort of thing. And read Breakthrough DNA if you haven't already done it. If you don't have a free recorded message set up, then what are you thinking? I mean, what's wrong with you? Go click on the, you know, get a free recorded message set up. Costs nothing. Peanuts. And it's a 24-hour salesperson that'll work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Can and clone yourself. Dean Graziosi does it through infomercials. We do it through free reports, consumer awareness guides, sales letters, webinars, and even I Love Marketing episodes. Can and clone
podcasts.
Yourself.
Podcasts. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. So any final words, Dean?
God bless America.
Exactly. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.